If everybody could take their seats, we're about to get started. All right. The Appropriations Subcommittee on the Environment and Natural Resources will now come to order. Lisa, please call the roll.
Chair Bradley.
Here.
Senator Book.
Here.
Senator Brannon.
Here.
Senator Huckel. Senator Hudson.
Here.
Senator Mayfield.
Here.
Senator Stewart.
Here.
Quorum present.
Please silence all your electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. We're going to start with tab one, CS for SB 230, non-native animals by Senator Artiles. Senator, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you very much, Chairman and committee members. There's an amendment. Would you like me to hit the amendment first?
Is that your pleasure? Yes, there is one amendment. It's barcode 132678. I appreciate that. It looks like it's late filed by Senator Artiles. We're going to go ahead and accept that unless there's any objection. Hearing none, that is accepted. You're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you.
I do insist.
Thank you, Chairman.
We must explain this amendment.
The amendment provides a more precise definition of a tegu lizard, which will ensure proper execution of the bill language.
Yes.
It's not a strike-all, so why don't he explain the bill, then tell us the amendment after he explains what the bill is.
That sounds like a great idea, Leader. Why don't we do that? The committee would like to hear a little bit about the bill, and then we'll go to the amendment. So we're going to back up the truck, and if you could please explain the underlying bill, and then we'll deal with the amendment.
Yes, sir, Chairman. Thank you very much. It's directing the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission in consultation with the DEP to establish a pilot program to eradicate the specific invasive species. The species specifically targeted are tegu lizard, down monitor, Burmese, Indian python, reticulated python, northern African python, southern African python, green anaconda, and scrub python. Contracts will be awarded through a competitive bidding process by the commission and requires a Florida hunting license. The goal of the pilot program is to examine the benefits of year-round hunting teams to slow the advance of these invasive species and will be in effect for a two-year period. All captures or kills must be documented and geographically located for research purposes. Hunters will be allowed to hunt specifically in the Everglades and Francis S. Taylor Wildlife Management, and it defines the term pet dealer to mean any person who, in ordinary course of business, engages in the selling of more than 20 animals per year to the public. The implementation of the pilot program, the commission may enter the contracts. In the U.S., about $120 billion is lost in damages every year through invasive species. This came about because I have basically participated in the python hunt for the last 3 years, and we've seen barely a dent made. But we need the help of the U.S. Wildlife, Fish and Wildlife, to fund these type of invasive species hunting for on a year-round basis, especially in the federal parks. So what we have right now in the Everglades is that little furry creatures have been decimated by the python. And as you well know, I think 4 weeks ago, there was a python that actually ate an alligator in Fort Lauderdale, in the Suwannee or somewhere in that area. So what we do have is that we have an invasive species that's basically moving throughout, and the tegu lizard is actually attacking the American alligator nests and decimating nests. So we have to get around this, and this is a program that I believe is a good pilot program, and I ask for your favorable support.
All right, and I appreciate you. This really is a real problem in the Everglades area and then in Holy Land and those surrounding areas near the Everglades. But are there any questions for the senator regarding this bill? Yeah, you recognize Senator Hudson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to make sure I heard Senator Artiles correct. You said you are a python hunter?
Jared?
We in our committee, you're encouraged to engage in colloquies without going through the chair. So go ahead and answer, and then y'all can go on this rather illuminating question and answer session for as long as you would like.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, I am a python hunter.
Mr. Chair.
You're recognized, Leader Brannon.
So have you caught many pythons?
I've caught one 9'7" python, yes.
9'7"?
Yes.
So you're a good python hunter.
Better than Bill Nelson, yes, sir.
Thank you.
Any other questions about Senator Artiles' hunting prowess against the python? Seeing none. Any other questions about any other matters related to non-native species? All right, now we're going to move to the amendment process. There is one amendment, 132678. It is late filed by Senator Artiles. Seeing no objection, we're going to go ahead and consider that amendment, and you're recognized to explain it.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Basically, it defines what a tagged lizard is. It also deletes line 59 to 60, removes the word photographed, and it switches from the Land Acquisition Trust Fund to the State Gaming Trust Fund. That is the amendment.
Are there any questions on the amendment? All right. Do we have any appearance forms on this bill? Yes. Okay. Well, nothing on the amendment, though, correct? All right. Any debate on the amendment? Senator Artiles is waving his clothes. All in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
Any opposed? Hearing none. The amendment is adopted. Now we're back on the bill as amended. Any questions on the bill as amended? Seeing none. We do have some appearance forms. Jane Jordan with the League of Women Voters. All right. Could you come forward, Ms. Jordan, and share with us why the League opposes this bill? Okay, thank you.
Can I help her a little bit?
You're speaking on behalf of the League of Women Voters.
I don't know. I think I know because this bill uses Amendment 1 money, and maybe they think it's a.
It does not.
It does.
That was the amendment that was filed this morning. So you're suggesting that perhaps the League no longer objects based on the amendment that was filed.
And
all right. Well. Okay. We don't know why the League of Women Voters objects to this bill, but they stood up in opposition to it. All right. Any other appearance cards? All right. Any debate on the bill? You're recognized.
Thank you. I just wanted to thank Senator Artiles for his prowess in the python hunting area. And, you know, I'm glad that he brought this bill and, you know, being an avid python hunter, this makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
All right. Senator Artiles, you're recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Thank you very much, Chairman, and thank you, Senator Brain. I would like to invite you to go python hunting with me in the Everglades whenever you have an opportunity. With that, I close. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Lisa, if we could have a roll call vote on CS for CS for SB 230.
Senator Brain?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to be in a temporary recess until things work again.
Just click.
It's happened more than once. All right, we are back online, and this meeting. All right, we good? Okay. We're going to start over the roll call vote on CS for CS SB 230.
Senator Brainin?
Yes.
Senator Huckel? Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Chair Bradley?
Yes, and by your vote, CS for CS for SB 230 is reported favorably. Thank you, Senator. All right, I see that Senator Galvano is here, and he came in second. And then Senator Montford's on deck. So let's go to tab 3, CS for SB 532, public notification. Senator Galvano, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And let me start by saying I am not a python hunter.
Okay. But the record will serve.
Yeah, but things can change. The bill before you is a simple bill in concept. It's a notification bill with regard to contamination. And essentially what it does is this. There's a list of quantities and chemicals that are generated by the EPA that the DEP maintains. If a private property has a spill, they need to notify the DEP within 24 hours. At that point, the DEP will notify the public. If the spill migrates, then the 24-hour period starts again. And that's essentially the bill. And Senator Stewart is a co-sponsor.
Excellent. Are there any questions? Any appearance forms? We have several. Rebecca O'Hara with the Florida League of Cities. Waves in support. Jim Spratt with the Associated Industries of Florida. AIF, waves in support. Nancy Stevens with Manufacturers Association of Florida.
Mr. Chairman, Manufacturers Association, waves in support.
Waves in support. Greg Munson with the American Waterworks Association, Florida section.
Mr. Chairman, the American Waterworks Association, waves in support.
They wave in support. Thomas Hawkins, 1,000 Friends of Florida. Waves in support. Thank you, Mr. Hawkins. Adam Bassford with Florida Farm Bureau. Do not see them present. I will tell you that the card reflects waving in support. Larray Donnellan, Unitarian Universalist Justice of Florida. The appearance card, oh, she's here. Yeah. Wave in support. Thank you. Miss Donnellan, thank you. Thanks for being here. Okay, Sarah Ramsey, from the Villages. Is she here? Waving in support. Thank you for being here, Miss Ramsey. And she waves in support. Donna Polhamis. Polhamis? Okay, Miss Polhamis waves in support. Peggy Tanney, also with Unitarian Universalists of Clearwater. And she waves in support. David Johnson from my neck of the woods, Orange Park, Florida. Is Mr. Johnson here?
I wave in support.
It's great to see you, sir. It's an honor to represent you in District 5. Yes. Oh, we have a meeting after this. Oh, good. Well, I look forward to getting together with you. Mr. Johnson, thanks for being here in Tallahassee today. And he waves in support. All right, those are all the appearance forms. Do we have any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Senator Galvani, you're recognized to close.
Wave.
He waves close. Lisa, please give us a roll call vote on CS for SB 532.
Senator Brannon?
Yes.
Senator Huckel? Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Senator Book? Chair Bradley?
Yes, and by your vote, CS for SB 532 is reported favorably.
Thank you,
Senator Galvano. All right, Senator Monford, my good friend with this good bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And it's tab 4, SB 678, financial assistance for water and wastewater infrastructure to help communities like that, for senators that represent 11 counties like Senator Monford and I do. Is that kind of the bill?
That's it.
All right, let's. You're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, that first bill that came up, I suggest maybe that you and I can find some of our hunters that live in the woods in North Florida, and that might solve that problem, doesn't it?
They could take care of it. Maybe we should.
You guys have python hunters in North Florida?
Oh, we've.
No, well, that's why there are none in North Florida.
That's right.
I really thought that was a Miami Beach thing.
Yeah. Okay. He raises a good point. You don't hear about these.
And they're rather tasty, too. Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair, members. This is an issue that was brought to me by DEP, which, if it passes, would certainly help our rural communities who are participating in the state revolving fund program. Legislative revisions made to the SRF program in 2010 and 13 raised questions by DEP's Inspector General and Division of Finance regarding how DEP reimburses local communities for contractor invoices. Many of our small and disadvantaged communities simply do not have the money to upfront the infrastructure costs. And what this does, it simply clarifies the position and would allow SRF to make disbursements to local communities once they submit the contractor's invoice to DEP. That's the bill, Mr. Chair.
All right, any questions on this good bill? Or do we have any appearance forms? Gil Ziffer, City Commissioner with the City of Tallahassee.
Waves in support.
Waves in support. Rebecca O'Hara, Florida League of Cities. Waving in support. Thomas Hawkins, 1,000 Friends of Florida. They wave in support. Thank you. Miss Merritt, and I can't pronounce your first name. It's the mayor. Hey, mayor, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I wave.
And that's with the town of Inglis. The town of Inglis, which is a town in District 5. And yes, it's good to see you, mayor. Thanks for being here today. And she waves in support. Chris Hansen, with the Florida Rural Water Association. Thank you, Mr. Hansen. No more appearance cards? All right. Is there any debate on the bill? Senator Monford, you're recognized to close?
Wave close, Mr. Chair.
Okay, roll call vote on SB 678.
Senator Brannon?
Yes.
Senator Huckel? Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Chair Bradley?
Yes, and by your vote, SB 678 is reported favorably. Thank you, partner. Appreciate you bringing it
today. Appreciate y'all.
Okay, now we're going to move to tab 2, which is a bill that is on the agenda by one of the members of the committee, and that is CS for SB 336, Household Movers. Senator Hudson, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I'd like to also thank Senator Book for being a co-sponsor on this bill. Senate Bill 336 deals with household movers and sexual predators. It has come to my attention through an incident back home that moving companies can send sexual predators into someone's home without notifying the family. This bill would change that. If a moving company happens to know they have a sexual predator on staff that will be entering the home, they must notify the family in writing before entering the premises. If they fail to do so, they will be subject to civil and or administrative registration penalties, and businesses will not have registrations renewed if they fail to pay the fines. This bill would also not require any background checks. That is the bill.
Okay, there is one amendment. 821966 is the amendment barcode. Senator Hudson, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The amendment requires moving brokers to also disclose the same information as household movers. Moving brokers connect customers with moving companies and acting as an intermediary between the mover and the customer, and this amendment was given to me by the Movers Association. That is the amendment.
All right, are there any questions? No appearance forms? Okay, any debate on the amendment? Anyone? Any debate on the amendment? Okay, Senator Hudson waving his close on the amendment. All in favor of the amendment say yay. Yay. Any opposed? Hearing none. The amendment is adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? Any questions on the bill as amended? Seeing none. Any appearance forms? No. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Vice Chairman Book, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to thank Senator Hudson for bringing this to our attention and making sure that children all over our state are being kept safe. So thank you, Senator Hudson. I appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any other debate? Senator Hudson, you're recognized to close on the bill as amended.
We have closed, Mr. Chair.
Okay, let's have a roll call vote on CS for CS for SB 336.
Senator Brannon?
Yes.
Senator Huckel? Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Senator Book?
Proudly, yes.
Chair Bradley?
Yes, and by your vote, CS for CS for SB 336 is reported favorably. Is there any other business at this time to come before this committee by any of the members of the committee? Seeing none, Vice Chairman Book moves we adjourn. Without objection, this meeting is adjourned.